I've waited so long for this party in my pants to be unleashed.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Chew on your own foreskin, yeah. Every pussy looks like a toilet to me. A big shitty toilet. As long as you let me shoot a wad on your jugs, pour some cock coffee in your little cunt mug.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Yeah.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Daddy's right here.
Yeah.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Yeah!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
I fucked dead pig.
Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Suck my dead pig!
This is the fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's family and milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you, back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Before I go any further, I just have to say this. A black woman stole my fiancé. You stole my prejudice.
A black woman stole my fiancé. You stole my prejudice.
So powerful and moving. Thank you, Hallmark Channel. Yes, I do have a great program for you. Today, like I said, is an extended program. Sideshow Freaks will be getting 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Before we get into today's classic Sextastic Tuesday, I thought I'd read a few entries from the Wet Set Panty Pooper message board. Ta-da! You know, last week I was reading entries from the Scat message board. This is very different. Panty pooping is not scat, and they get very offended when you call them poop lovers, because they don't love poop. They love the feeling of shit as it's being filled up in their diaper and spread around their ass. I know what you're saying. It sounds a lot like scat. But scat is more like, you know, touching, feeling, and eating. Panty pooping is just the feeling of crap in, you know, in your underwear, I guess. I don't know. So this website is called Wet Set, and I think it's primarily for urine lovers. But there's a sub forum or something for the panty pooper fans. Here are a couple entries. If you're quite fond of filling your diaper to the max, then you may like this as well. It may sound a bit strange at first. This is coming from a panty pooper, so you know it's gonna be pretty fucked up. But try it first before you leave an opinion. Smiley face. After putting on a nice, tight, and thick diaper, fill the seat with a full jar of smooth peanut butter. That's cheating! It's simply superb. All the right feelings without the smell of cleanup. Let me know if any of you try it. And I gotta tell you, a lot of the people, not fans of the idea of putting peanut butter in their diaper. Someone actually replied, I shit you not, it wouldn't work for me because I don't like the smell of peanut butter. Uh-huh, let's just let that one sink in for a moment. Think of the goddamn alternative! Alright, someone else replied, yeah, but what about the rush of excitement at the moment you pushed the warm, earthy load into your diaper? Earthy. I don't think I will like missing that part, but you're right. The cleanup is easier. Maybe not easier, but less messy. The idea is different, but fun, too. Bunch of idiots on this board. Gremlin replied and said that he tried it many years ago, and it melts, so you only get the awesome feeling for about 5 to 10 minutes, then it's just like a wet diaper. I've been looking for that messiness like peanut butter for an all-night experience, but I haven't found anything that'll last other than the real thing. Any suggestions? Messy Pants to the Rescue, who replied, well, if you have some clay or smooth, silty mud around, that's a possibility. Also, you can start it off on the thick side and pee in it until you get the consistency you want, or you can mix it to specification first. It needs to be fine clay or silt, though, otherwise it's like screwing sandpaper. And finally, Six Gun wrote in, "Well, I use oatmeal for my fake poo. I can mix it to the consistency I want. I like it a little runny. It feels just like the real thing. It's cheap to mix." And then in parentheses, he writes, "I heat water to 98.6 degrees before I mix it, so it even feels more real. It fits in the diaper nicely. It's easy to clean up. Plus, it's actually good for your skin. Sometimes I even prefer it to the real thing. Blasphemy!" Here's another topic for you. This one is Metamucil diet. I read a while back on the photo board about the... I would love to check out the photo board. About the... Shakabashiki. Sorry. The Holy Ghost was in me. I read a while back on the photo board about the larger messes acquired by a Metamucil diet. Can anyone elaborate on how that's accomplished? My girlfriend is planning a messier weekend than normal for us. Sounds like fun. Just looking for ways to increase the amount produced. Messy Pants replied, "I believe it varies per individual, but sometimes I'll take a double or even triple dose for every few hours and follow each dose with a full glass of water. It makes really nice, thick, squishy messes, especially if you can skip your regular evacuation for the day. The extra water is important because the Metamucil will absorb a surprising amount and could cause some dehydration at those higher doses. So if you're looking for some big, messy loads, just down a bunch of Metamucil and water." The final thread I will read to you today is simply entitled African American Women. This has to be a little racist. George writes in, "Is it true that African American women have large bowel movements due to a high fiber diet?" I wonder who came up with that. Here's a reply from Narada or something. "What are you on about?" What? No, as far as I know, their bowel movements are about the same as any other chick. If any African-American women want to come take a dump on me to disprove this, let me know. But seriously, I want that to happen. Okay. "I don't know about bowels, but black men have huge dicks. Maybe the two are related." Bunch of idiots on this message board. "Oh God, what if how big your dick was truly determined the size of your poo logs? If that was the case, mine would be huge. Lol." Okay, enough. You get the idea. That's what's happening on the Wet Set Panty Pooping message board today. Now for Sextastic Tuesday. Let me just warn you, the story could be more disgusting than the stuff I just read. Who knows? It's Sextastic Tuesday. I got a classic edition today. DB listener and longtime contributor to the show and host of Butt Fudge Sunday has written some amazing stories in the past. Today I'm going to read one to you called Baby Dildo. Let's get into that right now.
It's sextastic.
Bertha was a one-ton crane of woman. She slowly rolled her custom wheelchair into the local Fuddruckers. Customers were shocked as she knocked over small children.
"Get out of my way! I need hamburgers!"
Bertha looked like a morbidly obese Anna Nicole Smith with a Winnie the Pooh shirt, bleach blonde dog hair, and food-stained parachute pants. Then a Fuddruckers employee, Ernie, looked romantically into Bertha's eyes. He thought their eyes connected, but Bertha was just staring at the number 3 combo special. Within minutes, she began feasting on a pyramid of sliders, as if she was in a one-man eating contest. Suddenly, she stopped, twitched, and clutched her stomach.
"Holy benevolent Jesus! My stomach don't feel so good! The grease is stabbing me!"
Then suddenly, water spilled all over the floor.
"Shit! I knocked over my fountain drink! What the...
Bertha's water had broken, and she was about to give birth! Bertha stumbled off her wheelchair to the floor. She then felt contractions.
"Good Lord, that's either the bacon grease or I'm having a baby! Damn, this is gonna hurt!"
Bertha then pulled off her gigantic pants to expose her bushy, gigantic vagina lips, which opened like the doors of a DeLorean. Her vagina looked like rotten cabbage, seasoned with disease and blotchy like the inside of a neglected office microwave. Oh, how descriptive. To help lubrication, Bertha started rubbing barbecue sauce inside her cunt. Well, of course, she's inside of Fuddruckers. And then, licking her fingers clean,
"I can't pass up a delicious barbecue sauce. Not for a minute.
Little did she know, she also nibbled on the sweet taste of placenta and membranes. Ernie, the Fuddruckers employee, ran over to her side and uttered, "Can I help you, miss?"
"I'm gonna have a baby!"
Bertha cried as she smoked 4 menthol cigarettes at once.
"I need more lube! Astroglide! Anything! Hand over that basket of fries! Yeah! You rubbed that grease all over my cunt!"
Dainty. Ernie pulled up Bertha's cutlets of gut blubber and yelled, "Man, you've got so much bush, you should donate to Locks of Love! Whoa! I can see the baby's head coming out!" Ernie then sensually reached in Bertha's vagina like pulling innards from a turkey. Bertha's beaver began to barf out the baby. Barf out a baby. It looked gooey like a greased pig covered in nacho cheese, blood, and gravy.
"Oh, goddamn! That felt so good!"
Ernie, I think I know where this story's going. Ernie pulled out a meat cleaver and asked, "Don't you want me to cut the umbilical?"
"No! I want you to cram that baby back inside of me!"
"What? What are you talking about? Ma'am, that's not safe for the baby." Bertha grabbed his shirt collar as she commanded,
"The customer is always right! You shove that baby deep inside me like a suppository in my asshole!"
Instead of absolute pain, Bertha felt absolute pleasure giving birth. Reluctantly, Ernie pushed the baby back in Bertha's dunk tank cunt.
"Yeah, push it in and out just like that. Yeah, in and out. Yeah, you fucked me with my baby. Yeah, oh, give it to me. Oh,
baby dildo,
baby dildo."
Just then, the baby's face rubbed against Bertha's clit piercing, causing the baby to have a cleft lip.
"In and out, like a motherfucking basket of fries in the deep fryer. Yeah! 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 Put those boneless buffalo wings in my ass! Yeah! I've been a bad mama! I've been a bad mama! Now choke me with that goddamn umbilical cord!" "Shit, that baby's hurting me now. Just put the leg in. Yeah, fuck me with that baby leg. It's like a limp dick. Oh, yeah!"
The baby began to uncontrollably barf all over Bertha's gunt. It was curdled and frothy like expired pancake batter.
"Oh, yeah, that helps the lubrication out. Yeah. Yeah! Oh, motherfucker, yeah!"
Bertha began to orgasm, causing streams of cream to bleed down her knees. That rhymed. It was a baby shower of a different kind. Then she violently crammed the baby back in her lady garden, but a little too far.
"Shit! I think I got the baby all caught up inside my vagina. But I hit my G-spot again."
"I think the baby doesn't want to be your baby anymore," Ernie said.
"You need to give my vagina mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Come on, MacGyver. Do it now. Do it now."
At that moment, Ernie tried to save the baby. "I'm not going to let you raise your child, you awful beast woman." Ernie pulled the baby out, cut the umbilical cord, and ran behind the counter, but then slipped on the greasy floor. The baby flew high up into the air.
"Oh, no! 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 I've gotta grab the baby!"
Everything went into slow motion. The baby flew in the air like a perfect 3-point basketball shot in a Hoosiers movie, directly into the deep fryer. Baby going there.
"What are you doing to my child? Are you making him absolutely delicious?"
Ernie yanked the baby out of the deep fryer, but it was too late.
"I'm afraid he's dead, ma'am. I'm so sorry about your child. Here you go. Would you like fries with your dead baby?"
Hell no, I don't want no fry. Well, you know, on second thought, pushing out a baby made me hungry as hell.
As Bertha poured ketchup on the fried infant. To prevent this from ever happening again, Ernie left Bertha a Happy Meal toy, a coat hanger. Bertha also left Fuddruckers with an armful of complimentary French fries and literally a kid's meal. As she rolled down the handicap ramp on her wheelchair, she said,
"This day may have not made me happy, but at least I got my Happy Meal. Goodbye, my friends. Goodbye."
The end. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for February 8th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. They have an amazing Valentine's Day deal for you. You want to get in on this now because next week is Valentine's Day. Holy Christ. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. They've got like 18,000 products, a huge catalog of videos, lingerie, toys, lubes, whatever. If it's sexual in nature, chances are Adam and Eve has it. You can get 50% off just about any one of those items. Pick something out you like. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. You'll get 50% off that item. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. They're also going to throw in a Valentine's Day romance kit, which includes a toy for him, a special gift for her, and then something that you both can enjoy. A Tim Henson sexual blow-up doll with three lifelike holes. Wait a second, why does it have three? Ass, mouth. I think they gave me a pussy. No, you don't get a Tim Henson blow-up doll. But you do get an adult DVD. All of this for using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout at AdamandEve.com. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Tim Henson blow-up doll. That's coming soon to the Distorted View online store at jagoo.net. Right now, though, you can pick up some t-shirts like our Satan Away t-shirt, the Bristol 7 t-shirt, DV trading cards. Only have a few packs of those left, and posters and all that sort of good stuff. Check out jagoo.net if you'd like some DV merch. And don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Today, I've got an extended program for you. If you're not yet a member, sign up, support the program, blah, 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 blah. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for some... This one happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
That's right, Fort Myers, Florida, specifically. A 9-year-old got a porno photo sent to his cell phone of a woman performing a sex act on a man. What makes this story Distorted View-worthy is the explanation that the man gives for sending the photograph. T.G. Davis is at the...
TNB.
This is all me up in here, you handle that!
Yeah, there might be a little TNB in here. T.G. Davis is at the top of his third grade class. I am the most advanced in my class, he said. What a dick. But he is not advanced enough to see the text message being sent to his cell phone. Someone sent to G a picture of adult performing oral sex on a couch. I was like, what is this? I ran in the house and showed my mom. That was just too old for me. I wasn't ready for that. I'm like, let me see that text. And I'm like, wow, his grandmother Dorothy Moore said. To G says he texted the number back and told the man he was only 9 years old, but the man sent another text. So his mother and grandmother called the number and threatened to call the sheriff's office. He said, do what you gotta do, said Moore. They said that the man called back later and told them he was trying to sell the couch in the sexually explicit photo. I love that the only picture of the couch this guy apparently has is the shot of him receiving a blowjob on it. Look, you buy my couch and you're pretty much guaranteed to get laid. I mean, you can't afford not to buy this motherfucking couch. All right, yes, apparently... The couch in the sexually explicit picture was up for sale. It's puzzling and belittling to me that you can sit there and say that this is the only picture you can find to send to somebody advertising a couch. Although, if he was posting this on Craigslist, it's hard to compete with all the couches. This would really give him a leg up on the competition. It's desperate for a sale if he was going to do that, Moore said. The family says they gave Taji a cell phone so he and his sister could check in with family before and after school. It was a security blanket, Moore explained. Now they feel their security has been breached and are not sure what to do. Do you keep the phone or do you take the phone? Moore asked. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is investigating, and the boy's cell phone was turned over to deputies on the case. Moore says she just wants some justice. Some people make mistakes. I don't think this was a mistake after he texted you and told you he was 9 years old. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Huntsville, Alabama. The same shop that made national headlines for opening America's first sex toy drive-thru. Ooh, convenient. Adam and Eve, you can learn a thing or two from this mom-and-pop shop, is offering customers another tantalizing deal just in time for Valentine's Day. Trade your guns for romance-inspiring gifts, a.k.a. vibrators. The handguns for hand toys and other items. Offer is good through February 15th at Pleasures in Huntsville. Owner Sherry William promises gifts equal to the value of the guns as determined by licensed gun dealer David Smith. Yeah, they appraise the guns, who will be on site from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Guns in any condition will be accepted. Guns are expensive, though. I mean, you could get yourself a nice dildo for a Glock. The goal is 300 guns off of the streets for at least a little while. William said the offer is my contribution to making love, not war, here in Alabama, where guns are legal and adult toys are not. Williams has fought Alabama laws against sex toys with the help of the ACLU. She now has stores in Decatur and an old bank building on University Drive where employees offer drive-thru services, including free condoms. Williams said any guns used in crimes will be turned over to police. The rest will be auctioned at mypleasurestore.com. And wait a second, they're auctioning off guns? You're not getting them off the streets then. You're just putting them in different hands. So stupid. William said any guns used in crime will be turned over to police. The rest will be auctioned at mypleasurestore.com. And William said a portion of the profits will go to victims of violent crimes in Alabama. Pleasures also offers a free sexual health library, book signings, weekly seminars and workshops, free condoms, marriage counseling, and therapy through its adjoining intimacy clinic. So there you go. Really a one-stop shop for all things sexual. And guns, apparently. Final story we have for you today also comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me.
Florida.
Yes, our most fucked up state. Of course, you know the drill. All right, it's the toxic compulsion that doctors claim could kill her, but this 19-year-old girl claims she is hopelessly addicted, to eating soap. A rare medical condition has left Tempest Henderson from Florida eating up to 5 bars of soap a week and washing powder, too. Laundry detergent. She sprinkles Gain or Tide or whatever on her food. There's pictures of her. Her hands are covered in, like, laundry detergent, basically. The powder. I remember the first time I dipped my fingers into the washing powder, she said. I dabbed the powder onto my tongue, and it tasted so sweet and salty, it just felt so right. I was hooked straight away. She's got to be featured on that show, Strange Obsession. The nursing student says she knew eating soap was dangerous, but ignored the warning labels on the box in favor of licking the deadly powder daily, from the minute she woke up in the morning. Soon, she had moved on to licking the bubbles of soap in the shower, a habit that was getting her through up to 5 bars of soap a week. In the shower, I like to lather up a green bar of soap and lick the bubbles. Green bars taste better, apparently. And as the soap disintegrates, I pop a tiny amount of the soap into my mouth and I suck it. It's heavenly. I love the clean feeling it gives me. Eating soap feels so much cleaner than just washing with it. After 6 months of eating soap, unhappy Tempest decided to be brave and seek medical advice. She was diagnosed with a rare disorder called PICA, or P-I-C-A, which doctors told her is characterized by an appetite for substances that are largely non-nutritive. Sufferers have been known to compulsively eat metal, coins, chalk, batteries, and even toothbrushes. It can often be caused by a mineral deficiency, which explains why pregnant women often crave eating coal when needing iron. But in Tempest's case, doctors believe the condition was brought on by stress. Things got really stressful for me when my boyfriend Jason split up with me and left for college. He told me he was going to college in Kansas to study business. I begged him to give the long-distance relationship a go, but he told me it was over. I was devastated. When Tempest herself had to leave for college hundreds of miles away from her family home in Florida, things took a turn for the worse. College was 5 hours away from my family, and the stress got bigger. With no boyfriend and my family miles away, I got lonely, sad, and depressed. I turned to bath soap and laundry detergent. My problem got increasingly worse. Dr. Barton Blinder, the world's authority on PICA, says that eating soap in these quantities could seriously affect her health. With soap, the worry is the problems associated with ingesting toxic chemicals, which are typically alkaline, but there are other toxic substances in soap as well. These can damage someone's metabolism and cause digestive problems. With soap, you're also concerned about the acid-based balance of the food. Tempest says, doctors have encouraged me to talk about my issues because they think my addiction is caused by me bottling things up. And for the teenager who used to take not one, not two, but three bottles of soap into the shower, she hasn't eaten soap since September 2010. Bravo, Tempest, bravo. Today she faces a long road of recovery, but she says she hopes she'll never have to eat soap ever again. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, you know the drill. Speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Deluded from Alabama here. Is there any fucking where I can get the audio of the bunny crushing with the fucking happy song playing behind it, the sunshine lollipops? I want that fucking audio clip so bad. Somebody help me.
All right, well, listen, I will post that on the Sideshow feed. So hopefully you're a Sideshow member. You can download that.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Rovis calling in. This message is actually for the 33-year-old near dead. Is it possible that you can have arrangements for someone you know to call into the voicemail after you pass to let us know that you've gone,
oh,
and we can have like a brief memorial or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thought, but I would like to know when that happens, I guess.
Hey, what's up, Tim? I was just wondering how you're doing. With your t-shirt orders and stuff, I just ordered a t-shirt last night.
Yes.
And
for those of you wondering about the t-shirt orders, a lot of people have been posting pictures of themselves wearing their merchandise as they're getting them. You can go on my Facebook page, a wall or whatever, and I just posted a lady freak. She was holding her cards and wearing her shirt. It's very cool to see you guys wearing the DB stuff. I've been sending out orders slowly but surely. So I'm sending out some more today. It's hard because international orders are a pain in the ass to ship. So I apologize for you guys that you have to wait for that stuff. But I was waiting on mailers to come in, like envelopes and packaging material for posters. But I'm getting that stuff out now. So hopefully I'm not too far behind, I hope, in these orders. And I'll be getting, if you order within the last week or so, I should be getting those out to you sometime later this week.
Hey, Jimmy Vu, it's Electro Baby. I made you a song. I will be posting it to your wall, sending it to you. And,
yes, he sent this in a week or two ago, and I played it. Played a song on the Sideshow extended program.
Hey, Tim, it's the Milkman here. Two things for you, real quick. First of all, if you really have that Monopoly game that dude made, that's
yes,
all fucking Distorted View related,
Freakopoly,
you have to get that thing made at least on a limited run and put it up on your
Christ
store. Because holy shit, how much better would it be to sit around and play Monopoly without Park Place and with fucking, like, I don't know, Timmy's house or fucking the tranny corner or some shit?
Yeah, maybe I should do that. I do know some companies that gaming boards and stuff like that. So I always thought about that, like making a Distorted View game up, but I don't know. A lot of work.
Hey, Tim, this is the Never Nude. And I just gotta say, your mom is... She's a natural born freak.
usually
you call her up and she doesn't want to talk about anything, and then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, what'd you do? I'm just puking and shitting everywhere. I went ran to the bathroom and then I shit all over the floor and then I went to bed and shit in my bed. I don't get it. Your mom. Wow, your mom.
Yes, she's an original freak.
Jigu Timmy Boo fucked me in the ass, white man Hansen.
Is you.
Well, anyway, this is Ed from Detroit.
Hello.
I've never called before, so this is my first time. Anyway, all this talk about shitting and all, after listening to the call you had with your mom today on the 28th, I was going to tell you about something I saw at the Discovery Health Channel, at this show called Dr. G, where she looks at, dead
stool
people and tries to find out how they died. Well, this guy died a pretty shitty death, quite literally, because apparently, he fell into this deep depression and was just lying in bed for months and months, And then once they figure out why he died, it turns out there was this huge buildup of shit, you know, in his bowels. And it just got hardened and blocked his system.
That's crazy. You think you just shit yourself before it got to that point.
The E. coli snuck into the bloodstream and poisoned them, pretty much.
Yeah, so he really did die a shitty death.
Hey, Tim. It's Puke, long-time listener.
Hi, Puke.
I've been closing in on 6 years now. Ooh, you know, lifetime membership, all that faggoty crap.
Yes.
So I just ordered two fantastic t-shirts from the Distorted View store.
Did you get them?
Fucking hilarious. Satan away. Satan away!
Yes.
Can't wait to wear that around town, and nobody have a fucking clue what that means.
Right.
But I'll laugh inside.
Yes. It's a great t-shirt regardless, seeing Satan on a unicorn flying away.
Hello, Timothy Henson.
Clean up, you goddamn boy!
Juggle!
God, I hope that kid records his mom some more.
Juggle, Timmy. Loyal Sideshow listener, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric oncologist.
Yeah.
And I just had an idea for that freak who called in complaining that you are not catering to the 4XL crowd of the freak population. Well, I figured he could just buy two of the 2XLs and then sew them together, and he would have a nice big 4XL for his big fat torso.
Yeah.
Jugu.
Thank you very much. Helpful tip.
Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
It's catchy, I know, right?
Tim, it's Smiley from Illinois. Can't wait for this weekend. Got a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
Awesome, totally awesome.
Well, good for you.
Gonna sit around in my underwear,
jacket,
and listen to Distorted View. I absolutely cannot wait.
Aww.
So please, please, will you play The Weeknd? WEKEND song.
I know.
For Smiley.
Well, next time I do a weekend show, I promise I will. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Baby Dildo. Baby Dildo.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are a sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding.